Next pasuk continues. Aisei shamayim va'aret tasayam v'skal asher bam. Shayme emes la'ilam. He's the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that's in them. He safeguards truth forever. So Rishonim explain it as follows. Hashem created malachim in shamayim. They control the creatures on earth and everything below. Everything in the heavens, everything in the seas. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything. His power extends over everything. A malach is really a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an isolated ratzon of Hashem. Hashem Emes La'ilam says the Ibn Yahya. That after a carpenter or a builder, and this is an idea brought by the Nefesh HaChayim, a very famous idea, after a carpenter completes a building, he leaves it and embarks on a new project that absorbs all of his attention and leaves the original building to its own devices. Hashem acts differently. He created the world. He completed his task. Yet he continues to guard and control and sustain his handiwork forever. He's the Oisei Shamayim V'aretz, not Asa Shamayim V'aretz. Rashi says as follows. What's it got to do with the Ashrei of the previous pasuk? Because Hashem is Oisei Shamayim V'aretz, he makes heaven and earth and the sea. Everything's his. And therefore Hashem can look after me, whether on the sea or whether on dry land. A human king can't do that. Even if a human king can preserve my security on the dry land, the human king cannot guard me on the sea. So Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezra. His Oisei Shamayim V'aretz. Wherever I am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after me. This idea is really brought by the Yerushalmi in Brachos, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. And the Mefarshim explain. We learn from this that obviously you can't trust human beings. Even if you've got a king who rules over the whole world. Because even if the king can save me on the dry land, he does not mean he can save me on the sea. And even if he calls from a distance, who says anyone's going to listen? And if a person falls in the fire, the king can't save him from that. And if a person falls in a lion pit, the king isn't going to be able to save him from the lions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do all of these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to protect, to sustain, extends far further than any human king. That's the Ashrei. It's realizing Hashem's omnipotence, Hashem's complete control over the entire world. The Rekeach says Hashem is all-giving, all-loving. He can help with everything. He's always there for us. Tapping into Hashem's power is a source of tremendous, tremendous simcha. Hashem doesn't hold back. It says the Shlach Kaddish, a person should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he has the ability to elevate us, to demote us. Hashem can do whatever he wants. And therefore we trust solely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.